have someone who needs me, someone I've needed so long. For once unafraid, I can go where life leads me. Somehow I know I'll be strong.
Ah, yeah, finishing up here, Let's Get Local on this Saturday. Thanks for tuning in. Again, Outside the Pizza Box up next here at the top of the hour. Really thankful for the opportunity to talk with you each Saturday. I have to thank, of course, Crudy and the team here at Devil Radio, Luke, Brian, everybody involved, Evan, Dom, all the fantastic hosts of other local programs, too. It's been really wonderful to become a part of this and hop back on the radio. And at the same time, being connected to Dane by Local, which I've been connected to for quite some time, more than 7 or 8 years here now, serving on committees, volunteering, going on my fourth year on the board of directors, and such an incredible organization locally to help boost all of our organizations up. So I always say organizations because, yes, there are a lot of business members, and a lot of times people think about businesses, and they're incredibly important, and we talk about that all the time on this show, but also the nonprofits and organizations that do some amazing things in our community, and that's one like Steeping Wellness, like you just heard from. That one really came to mind to me after kind of experiencing what happened this week in the Olympics gymnastics competition. I'm sure everybody has heard about this by now, but if you didn't, so the thing I'm referring to, of course, is Simone Biles stepping out of the team competition for the women, USA women, and then kind of understanding why and what happened there. Now, there were a lot of people talking about it, a lot of people maybe translating, speculating, going off of bits of information, talking about what the reasoning was. If you haven't done this yet, the best thing to do is look up a source that has the full information and quotes from Simone Biles herself. Don't go off of someone else's interpretation of that. I found the source on NPR. They had a whole transcript of it. Was able to read all of the quotes, all of her reasoning. And, you know, in the end, regardless of what the situation was and the challenges were, in the end, her reasoning for stepping back was to not let her team down. So she was really just being a good teammate and a good member of the squad, and being thoughtful in that regard. Now, a lot of people put athletes on pedestals, and think they shouldn't struggle with mental challenges, with other things that can affect us all, but we're all people. We all have those things in life that, you know, that can really degrade us or can take us down or can put us in a spot where we're just not feeling like ourselves. And in some instances, you know, that can cost you, of course. You know, maybe it costs you a job, maybe it costs you your best performance, maybe it costs you money, whatever the case may be. But in other instances, like team competitions, maybe collaborative work environments, different things like that, it can cost a lot more than just you. So I thought what she did was extremely thoughtful and selfless. Now, other people think she should have pushed through this. The only time at the Olympics and this type of opportunity, it only comes around so often. I get it. I get all those points of view. But I think it's incredibly brave for her to have the self-recognition that she just wasn't right at the time, and there were other people that could do the job better. To me, that's selfless, good move. But it does bring us to, again, back to things Khalees was talking about with Steeping Wellness, which is any of us, no matter who you are, no matter if you're a supreme athlete, Olympic athlete, or you're me, or someone else right here locally that most people don't even know of. If you push and push and push, it'll catch up to you at some point. You know, that happened to me. I have prided myself on pushing through all obstacles, my work ethic, and those are admirable traits, I believe. I respect a lot of people that have those traits as well. But I pushed and pushed and pushed, and it did catch up with me. So I think it would have been even braver for me, and I have even more admiration for the people that can recognize when you can't push through this and when you do need to take a step back or ask for help. Our mental health is a tricky thing. It's a very tricky thing. Pride gets in the way of sometimes recognizing that we need assistance. Work ethic, things like that. You know, you want to be reliable. You want to be there. But as Kalise talks about with Steeping Wellness so often, you can't pour from an empty cup. So if you run yourself all the way down, there's nothing left there. And then you're doing harm to yourself. You're also not fulfilling what you'd like to fulfill for others in your mission, whatever that is. So one thing about all of that that I think is really important to recognize is there are great resources all around, regardless of what struggles you may or may not be having. You know, maybe sometimes for some people, it's reaching out to a friend, a family member. You just need to talk. Maybe that helps you get through something. Other times you might need more help, might need to look at professional resources. Maybe it's someone consistently to talk to. And there are amazing people that are here that are trained to help deal with those things and help you get back to where you want to be. So, including Elizabeth Winston, she's a local mental health professional. Had an opportunity to feature her last year during the pandemic. And we talked about what that was doing, what the challenges were for so many of us when things were really locked down early on in the pandemic. Now, the pandemic's still going on. Don't let other people allow you to think that it's completely over, because it's not. But Elizabeth Winston, she talked so much about finding that balance, about being kind to ourselves throughout the process of all the changes, all the difficulties. And then, of course, we know that everyone, whether there's a pandemic or not, everyone has their own personal challenges. And just because maybe someone seems more extreme to you than yours does not make your challenges invalid, does not make them any less important. So I implore you, I encourage you to be brave. If you're struggling with anything, with your mental health, other things in your life, there are resources. Sometimes it's that starting with friends and family. Sometimes you got to go beyond that. And all of it is okay. Because in this world, even though so many things are divided, so many things happen, so much of the noise gets the attention, right? And people getting whipped up and dividing and throwing information out because they know it'll get a reaction from people. We are all in this together. And together is the way we can make real change and real accomplishment as a human race. So I don't mean to soapbox too much here, but I had this last segment and I was thinking about these things a lot, and I wanted to share that with all of you. One other great way to, as we wrap up the show, as I'll kind of transition from that, is there are so many wonderful things, like we talked about with the farmers markets, so many other events happening right now that you can participate in. You know, hey, National Mustard Day. Thanks to Barry for being on the program before. He was so energized and fun, and I had a really exciting time learning about everything he's doing with the Mustard Museum. And I'm not even a huge mustard fan. But I think I'm a bigger mustard fan now after talking to Barry today. National Mustard Day next Saturday, August 7th. Fun over in Middleton at the National Mustard Museum. Also, the farmers markets throughout the county, like Colin talked about, in our area, and probably wherever you're listening, hopefully there's a local farmers market you can pick up some goods. And again, take care of yourself. Mentally, physically. Be well, stay well. But get out in your community. Look for those opportunities to connect as well. Get to know local shop owners, restaurant owners, suppliers of goods, and the people that make our communities unique, because in the end, connecting with community connects us all. Be local, buy local, stay local. We'll catch you next week.